three dings.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A trio of economic reports are expected today. They are likely to show how badly the U.S. is faring in this economic fallout. There's the revision of the nation's gross domestic product for the third quarter. It is likely to be close to what was earlier estimated, down 0.5%. But there are fears it could plunge next quarter. We'll also hear about new home sales. The Commerce Department report is expected to show a 3% drop in November. And then there's the National Association of Realtors report on existing home sales. What's expected there? Do you really need to ask? If those numbers spell heartburn, then there are some others that we're examining this morning. 2008 has been a terrible year for takeovers and mergers. A record number of deals were canceled. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The public won't shed a tear, but cancelled deals do make investment bankers suffer. All that work and then no fees to show for it. That happened a lot over the past year. 1,300 mergers and takeovers fell through. $900 billion worth. The main reason? The credit crunch. Lenders were less willing to finance a corporate spending spree. John Foley is with the financial website Breaking Views. He says investment bankers may have something to look forward to next year.
The hope is that in 2009, companies will get into distress and look to buy each other or merge with each other or be bought out of bankruptcy. So lots of bankers are now planning defensive or distressed deals, and that's the hope for fees next year.
That may not improve the popularity of the bankers. In one recent poll, 58% of Britons said that bankers were mostly to blame for the economic crisis. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Overseas markets this morning. The Nikkei was closed in Japan, but Asian markets were down. European shares are trading higher, barely. The Dow lost a fraction of a percent yesterday, 59 points. The Nasdaq shed more than 2%, and the S&P 500 lost nearly 2% as well. So, General Motors and Chrysler get a bailout. $17 billion in loans to help them through a tough period. There are strings attached involving wages. The United Auto Workers Union doesn't like those strings, and that'll make for a rough road of negotiations ahead. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
The UAW has agreed in principle to a series of concessions, including ending job banks, which pay workers even after they're laid off. But many analysts say deeper cuts are needed. When Don Grimes was a young man, he got a job on a GM assembly line.
It certainly helped pay for college. It was very lucrative, and I'm very thankful for that. But the truth is it's unsustainable.
Today, Grimes is a researcher specializing in labor issues at the University of Michigan. He says when he was young, the big three basically had a monopoly. Workers and management divvied up windfall profits. But those days are gone.
It doesn't give me any pleasure in saying this, but you have to have labor costs that match up with your competitors. That's the end of the story.
The bailout signed last week calls for automakers and unions to do just that. But union leaders may try to rework the deal in the new year after President-elect Obama takes office. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
This holiday season, just remember, it's the thought that counts, even if the thought was, let's not spend a whole lot of money on expensive gifts. While most in retail are reporting dismal sales, craft stores say the down-and-out economy is providing a boost. The New York Times reports that craft stores are saying sales are up this year. The craft sector brings in about $6 billion in revenue each year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com.
Shoplifting is becoming more of a problem as the economy worsens. The New York Times reports arrests for shoplifting are 10 to 20% higher than last year. Two of the biggest retail industry groups say the majority of their members are reporting sharp increases in the crime, and it's happening as thieves have less eyes on them. Poor sales are forcing some stores to cut back on staff, and police departments are cutting back as well. Seems like everyone's trying to save a buck this holiday season, but there's one online store where your gift might literally be a steal. Here's Cash Peters.
The website's called propertyroom.com. Imagine eBay only selling stolen goods. as well as lost property, stuff used as evidence in court, everything from computers to boats. It's very exciting. Harry Brockman runs it.
All of this property comes from both police and sheriff's departments across the country.
You see, I imagine that initially all the police just took this stuff home. Wow, stolen video recorder. I need one of those. And next thing, it's in their living room.
Oh, actually, they have very, very tight controls on it and to avoid just that kind of thing.
Or is that
happening.
Just PR? Do they really take it home?
Oh, no, they don't.
Shocking. Small items like jewelry arrive every day in the mail in little envelopes.
You know, it's sort of like a treasure hunt. You don't know until you open it what's going to be inside of it. In this case, it's simply a token.
A subway token. What a letdown. But here's the thing. It could just as easily be a gold watch or a valuable painting. Jerry Fernandez is the general manager.
We've had a photograph of President Kennedy. One of the guys didn't really know who Kennedy
who
was.
Kennedy was. Oh, it's easy, isn't it, to forget sure. Those kind of people.
It came up on the auction. Somebody won it, and they got a pretty good penny for it.
And the best bit? Everything starts at a dollar. A dollar, that's all. Best sellers are tools, electronics, and bikes, but they also have stuff they can't even identify.
There was an item that had two globes with a metal pipe between them. It was all silver. We have no idea what it was, other than it was silver. We described it, we took a picture of it, we put it on the site, and it sold for $230, and we still don't know what it was.
What did you describe it as?
A silver item.
Oh, what's this?
It's a samurai sword.
Oh, wow, it really is.
We get hundreds of these.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There are now hundreds of samurais having to fight with their fists.
Isn't this great, though? In these ghastly economic times with the holidays here, I bet a lot of people are going to be bidding for stuff on propertyroom.com.
Your kid wants a bike. You can't afford $70, but you can afford $20 to fulfill the wish that your child had. It's certainly worth it then, isn't it?
You just tell them Santa's cheap.
Well, they have to learn sometime. In City of Industry, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
There's more inside our website, marketplace.org, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.